This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. Along with my co-host, my sidekick, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton, we want to welcome all of you fresh off a beautiful Easter weekend special. Easter weekend, the birth of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, the death, the tribulations, and for all you Christians out there, to be born again is just a great time to accept the blood of Christ and to feel different. That hey, it's just a great time, and we love it, and we hope all of you had a beautiful weekend. I know I did. As all my grandbabies are not grandbabies anymore; they're up there in age, but we had a great time. Now I'd like to bring my co-host Rita. Hey, Rita, how was your Easter weekend?
We had a wonderful time. It was great to be with family and, you know, be so grateful that we're in a good place and lots of friends and lots of love, and we celebrated.
Well, the difference over here is that, you know, I'm in a closed-in fence, so my people can't go anywhere. But unfortunately, I think, based on what you told me, that you could actually get lost for days where you live out in the mountains if you try to hide some eggs out there, right?
Yeah, you might have to fight the bears for those eggs. That is not a place where you want to be hiding eggs, yeah.
Well, what has happened since last week and this week? Hey, you know, we did a Easter weekend special. Everybody thought we were going to take off that last weekend, but we didn't. We broadcast, and it was a great show. We had some good ratings. But so tell us what the show will be about this weekend. Well, this week.
Okay, so what we're talking about now, and I try to mix it up. So we've got some, you know, really fun topics, and then we've got the more serious inventing topics. Well, this is one of those more fun topics of, you know, that first prototype. I always tell the inventors when they call me, it's like, you know, do as much looking around as you can, and then build your own version of the first prototype. You know, we always laughed and said it was made out of duct tape and cardboard, but I've seen some really good ones made out of Legos, seen some very practical ones made out of pipe cleaners or Play-Doh, whatever you've got sitting around the house that you can, you know, pull out and make something that's three-dimensional. And so that's what we're going to talk to some inventors that are in the marketplace. They're very successful with their products. Well, what did their first prototypes look like?
Wow. And talk about our three guests you have.
All right, so our three guests, the first one is Warren Ignacio out of the Northeast, the Boston metro area. And our next guest then is Wayne Osterholm. He is out of the Pittsburgh area, and his product is a business-to-business, very high-tech type of safety product. And then I'm so excited to introduce to you our expert today. He is one of the first sponsors of Invent America.
Wow. So we got somebody that's going to step up to the plate, huh?
We do. And so we are going to have him on. And Scott is that early stage prototype guide that the inventors would go to say, all right, now this is what I've got, my duct tape and cardboard version. Scott, I need the sexy prototype now. And Scott's going to say, okay, this is what we do.
Well, that's what I like about the diversity of what we do here. At the end of the day, what we try to do is just set that blueprint to success, you know, and to try to walk these inventors through stages, the different stages, so they can be successful. Because it would be a crime to have a great technology idea that can never get to the market. Can you imagine?
It would be.
Can you imagine?
I understand what you're saying, and it's so hard when I see inventors come to me and they've got something that sounds like it would have been a really good idea, and they've made mistakes because they didn't know the basics, or they jumped the gun, or they wasted all their money on something else. When I get an inventor that says, well, I spent $50,000 on my patent, it's like, you needed a different patent attorney. Because really, you know, more is not always better. It just means they're driving a nicer car.
Yep, that's right.
And so, you know, when we look at, you know, here's the steps, here's the flow of the pricing, and, you know, an inventor can go to my website, inventorlady.com, download the Inventor's Galaxy Guide. It's going to go through the 7 steps of the inventing process, and it helps them understand, you know, those price points so they can plan better and do better. And so, you know, it's just like next week we're talking about money and investors, because I get inventors, so I'll get an investor, and it's like, so that is going to be a hot topic for sure. And this morning I had an email from a gentleman that heard our broadcast about the fishing pole, and he wanted the website from the fishing pole guys. And so I responded back to him right away, and I said, here's their website. So, you know, give them a call. Reach out to them.
Another thing is to determine whether or not they would be a good candidate, say, for a license deal, or would they be a good candidate to manufacture themselves. There's a decision you have to make, and we want to help them guiding that way, because I have a rule of thumb. If you're just going to be a one-trick pony, then you need to look at that licensing deal. And that's a whole different show. That's a whole different criteria, licensing deals, you know?
It is. And I've heard over and over again, and I think it was the fishing pole guys, the Perfect Caster, where I met them in a meeting, and they said, you know, we felt like, you know, the lone Cheerio in, you know, a bowl of milk. We were just floating around trying to find out the right information. And a lot of inventors feel like they're all alone out there. They don't know where to go for the right information. They feel like they're being, you know, just kind of stalked by the predators. And so Invent America is laid out to protect them from, you know, the bad guys out there that just want to take advantage of them. It's where can they go for that good, solid information that doesn't take anything more than their interest and their time.
Yep. Well, Rita, we got a great show for people. And at the end of the show, we got some breaking news. We always have breaking news every week. And then we're also going to talk about how if you're listening to the show, how you can, if you have that great idea, and to get on the show and make it easy for them, so on and so forth, you know.
Yeah.
But again, it's always that information is always education information is always where it's at.
Yeah.
And that's what we try
to
do here. Yeah.
And everything is on theinventorlady.com. And for the folks that would like, a call-in version of this, they can go to the Inventor Roundtable meetings. We have 2 free meetings a month. And it's just a matter of logging in, and then they can ask the questions.
Yeah.
So they can talk to then the experts and the other inventors.
Right.
And our meetings have been coast-to-coast attendees. It's been wonderful.
All right. There's the music. Got to step away. You're listening to the Invent America Show here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, on the Home Talk USA Radio Network. Also, right here, the Inventor Lady herself, Rita Crompton. I am the Cajun contractor, Michael King, the originator. Not to duplicate it. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. I'm the Cajun man. I'll be right back. Yay!
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Hey, don't forget to go on our website at HometalkUSA.com. You can catch our television show. All right, we're along with my co-host right now, Miss Rita Crompton. I think we have, who's our next guest?
Our next guest is Mr. Wayne Osterholm. He's a veteran of the U.S. Navy, had decades of experiences in the applied environmental health sciences, which, get this, included pandemic and bioterrorism planning for local and state governments. So that is a mouthful. Wayne, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on, Rita.
So tell everybody a little bit about what you invented, and this is different than what we've normally had on because you're business to business, and it's a cleaning disinfectant that will reduce lower costs, less plastics and harmful chemicals in our environment, but I want you to kind of tell everybody what it is.
Well, what it is a patented product, and it stems literally from my background. And when COVID hit, I had this novel idea of Q-Pod. So what it does is it works much like a Keurig machine, and the pods, in this case, is a chemical. The chemical that's inside of it is controlled through electrolysis. And each pod, which would fit in the size of your hand, can be put into a machine that will generate up to 2 gallons of cleaning, disinfectant, sanitizing solution that's already FDA approved. And what it's producing is chlorine dioxide gas. Chlorine dioxide gas is already currently FDA approved and already used in industry, especially in the food service industry, for washing fruits and vegetables, bleaching flour, sanitizing meat facilities, so on and so forth. So Q-Pod is novel, unique, and for the first time, in the market. In the markets that we're going to initially are going to be for restaurants and hospitals. But there's further applications with it to move on into veterinary science, medical, even DOD applications. But for right now, that's the direction we are going.
So, and while your product is not a consumer-based product, I'm not going to be running out and buying some. You know, you've made it. The issue we're talking about today is that prototyping, those early stages. You know, we laugh about, you know, Legos being a really good way to come up with that three-dimensional first prototype. What did you do? I mean, this is a complicated issue. What did you do for first prototypes? It's not like you went out and bought a Keurig machine, I'm guessing.
No. Well, the funny thing is, even though I have a background in the environmental health sciences and had all that planning, it was about 13 years ago, I walked away and became a fine art restorer. And I was looking to get my MPH, but I went a different direction and studied fine art conservation. So from 10 years ago up to currently, I was doing private art conservation. And lo and behold, I constantly work with this thing called chlorine dioxide gas for fine art restoration. So when, like I said, when COVID hit, how this process of prototyping occurred is I had a lab, I had the capability. So I had to make a proof of concept first. Will this work? What's the parameters? What are the specifics? So I was very fortunate enough to have the capabilities in my own lab to produce my first proof of concept and thus to move on into prototyping. So that first proof of concept took me about 3 months. And it was difficult. It was difficult.
And I think that's an important thing for our listeners to kind of grasp onto, is that everybody's got a different skill set. So while, you know, somebody comes up with, you know, with their aha moment and they think, oh, you know, yeah, I can go out and I can buy these four or five things on a Walmart shelf or at a Home Depot and make my own version of it. Others like yourself, and I've certainly heard from other inventors who have got, you know, a very unique skill set, and what you come up with, then you're able to use your lab or, you know, your, you know, background to come up with that prototype. And different inventors have different skill sets.
Absolutely. And for me, moving on to that different direction, evolving into the prototyping stage from there, once you had the proof of concept, now I had to, you know, and I did utilize 3D printers. You know, how will this look? How will it function? You know, look at how will it look in the market? You know, cost effectiveness, you know, the proof of concept in the end result of 3D printing. How does that look in manufacturing? So your designs change through this process. And even though, like right now, I have two different type designs for two different types of markets, I am continually prototyping future designs and future concepts. So in the prototyping stage, to me, it just seems like it never ends.
I was just going to say, well, how long did it take you to get through that prototype stage? And you're telling us, never.
It seems like it's always like an evolution. And that's the end. I have another friend who is in the market too of a product. And we were just talking about that very subject. And he's even redesigned kind of like an evolution, doing more prototype. How will this look differently? And like I said, I guess never stop reinventing.
Yeah, and that's really good advice for our inventors out there, because the products that we see that kind of stay alive and run the course of the patent are the ones that are constantly evolving as technology changes or as the market shifts a little bit. You know, we've had one out there that was a very simple, you know, the disposal genie. She was on a few weeks ago, and her product, even though it's been in the marketplace 15 years, they're constantly redesigning it to make it a little better.
That's definitely someone to follow, and I would like to learn a little bit more about her and her process. I could probably, you know, she probably could help me out rather than me reinventing the wheel, so to speak.
Probably. So anyway, thank you so much for being with us. I'm sure that if anybody wants to read more about it, give them your website.
Well, I appreciate it, Reed, and thank you guys so much for what you're doing and the opportunity to be on your show. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Give us your website.
All right.
QPodLLC.com. Thank you so much.
All right, Rita, you got it all in?
I did. I was talking as fast as I could.
All right, you got it. All right, we're going to take a short break. We come back with another guest, another topic right here on Home Talk USA. This is the Invent America radio program here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. I'll be right back.